Welcome to our pre-show for the 26th. As the beautiful El Pacifico rolls along behind me. We have had a particularly, you know, when you run a studio, and I run a studio, and this is a studio that's not like a regular podcast studio. I got all kinds of shit happening here, and the reason why I do that is because I like to bring a level of reality to the show that I do. 1-2-1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, the show that I do. Uh-oh. Anyway, I've had all kinds of fucking shit.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to bring back a character that I fell in love with the last time we had him on, and that was Mike Flanagan, Bob.
Yeah, I understand. A lot of people liked you. A lot of people enjoyed you. Yes.
And I know you've been on the program, Mr. Henry's program.
I've been on the program quite a bit because I've been an integral part of Mr. Henry's program, but also because we had this situation with...
With Ted Bell, right? You had a situation with Tom Bell, right?
His name's Ted Bell.
Ted Bell, Mr. Flanagan.
Oh, okay, Ted Bell.
Oh, God. But I've had all kinds of fucking problems with this goddamn... We have a sound effects program called Battery. I'm not crazy about it. We used to have a thing called... See, I don't know how loud that's coming into you right now. That's blasting my fucking ears out. But I bet you can barely fucking hear it. That's the thing. I got no level. I have no level. But I'm yelling because I can't hear over my own voice. And that is making me nuts.
Well, so I'm going to try and do a character tonight.
Mike Flanagan. So, you know.
Right. So go ahead. Tell everybody what you found.
1-2. What I found was quite disturbing. I found a rolled up almost in a perfect ball pair of men's underwear.
Oh. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, God, what a weekend. This has not been a good summer. As I mentioned in the pre-show yesterday, it's been a shit summer. I haven't had a chance to travel. I haven't seen Jackie since May. Since Kirby, well, I probably, but anyway, this is getting something off the ceiling. See this thing? This is, Jackie gave me this for Christmas. It was kind of cool. It locked onto your image and then followed you, but I found very little use for it. Oh my God. But anyway, we are having, and here's the thing with this fucking goddamn test. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. I can't have a normal conversation with this motherfucking thing. We got no goddamn level in this fucker. Look at this. Testing 1, 2, 3. See that shit? 1, 2. Now it's good because I just jacked up the level on it. But it was really, and I'm talking at kind of an elevated level. If I'm just kind of having a conversation like this, and I'm talking in the microphone, talk across the mic, Phil, like you learned way back in the very beginning of your fucked up career. Talk about a roller coaster ride of a career, man. Up and down. I have come back from the dead more times than you can even fucking imagine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Truly amazing. Here he is. I'll show you the guy. I'll show you this guy right now. Look at this guy. Now, where is it? There he is. See this kid here? That's me at the age of 35, I think. 35 at the Abbey Road pub in London. At the Abbey Road recording studio in London. And we just done one of our shows for KLSX Classic Rock. This was the 80s. This was the 1987. The advent, the beginning of the classic rock format. Up till then, it was album rock radio. Then all classic rock came in, and classic rock was classic rock. Anything from the late 60s, 70s, all Beatles, all Stones, all Led Zeppelin, everything. Fred Jacobs was the guy that invented the classic rock format. Now, I know he didn't invent classic rock, I understand, but the fact is that he invented... Wait, what happened to me? I don't want that Phil to go away. I want the other Phil to go away. There you go. Go away, man. Just go away, man, okay? Okay. So, you know, anyway, why did I bring that up? Oh, anyway, that was me in my disc jockey. That was probably the height of my disc jockey career. And I was not a very good disc jockey. And I hated being a disc jockey. Truth be told, it wasn't that I hated, I liked the music, okay, but I thought anybody can play this shit. Anybody can sit here and play this shit. I need to do more. I want to do more. There's more I have inside of me to do. And I wasn't quite sure how to do it. I wasn't sure how to express it. It was too fucking weird for words, what I wanted to do. Well, you've heard what I do. But so that was the height of my years as a disc jockey. Morning show at KLSX. That was as big as it got for me as a DJ. I worked some gigs. I did afternoon drive at WSHE in Miami. But that was the capper of my effort to try to be a radio personality while playing music. And I got fired from that job in 88, lasted about a year and a half, 88, 89. And then I sat on my ass doing weekends at KFI doing a half-ass talk show, thinking, well, I think I'd like to do a talk show, but I was doing interviews. It sucked. And it wasn't until I left L.A. and took a little job up the coast here in Ventura at KVEN Radio when it was a talk station that things began to happen for me. And I wasn't saying that I was making a lot of money. I wasn't even all that very popular per se, but I finally found what I was supposed to be doing. I found my niche. I found my creative voice. And from that day forward, you know, I became what I think was a broadcast artist. But, you know, there's the business end of the it's called the broadcast business. There's the business end of it. Nonetheless, here I am today in business for myself. Because in the middle of all of this shit, the business itself has changed. Look where we are. Where are you listening to me now? You're 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, maybe you're listening to me on your fucking phone via the internet. You're not listening to me on the radio. Who listens to the fucking radio anymore? Yes, I know, in the car we do. I listen to sport. I don't even listen to sports radio because I find it's so fucking dull, I can't stand it. I listen to games maybe on the radio. I listen to NPR now. I never used to like NPR. I never used to listen to that shit. Now I listen to NPR. All right, so that's the end of today's pre-show. How you doing, Miles?
Right, Phil, and I would rather be called Miles than my...
I thought you liked Mike Flanagan.
I did like Mike Flanagan, but I want to talk to you about this, Bob. When you wad your underwear up into a ball and you bounce it off the floor...
Testing 1, 2, 3. Phil...